The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 6th of June 2018, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week with an expanded walk-in humidor and still great, great customer service. Good morning, Bob. Bob comes in with a photo
Bab.
This morning.
Oh, man. Hey, just say Bab and Bob.
Boo-boo. Can we put the status of Reading in a single photo? I got to see if I can transfer this over to my iPad and put it up on Facebook, because it's, in essence, it's an obviously homeless, obviously very deranged individual because of his linguistic choices, hauling behind him a large recycle bin into which he would pause at a trash can, pull stuff out of the trash can, most of which ended up on the street. And then deposit his treasures into that and then wander off again, peppering the air. And this was just minutes ago, peppering the air with his language. It was an inspiring first thing in the morning sight.
You're talking about the big blue, you know, when you put up the recycle. Yeah. That's a,
the ones are 4 feet high.
Right, yeah. Not just a little tiny. This is the official recycle bin that we put out in front of our homes.
Your tax dollars at work.
Well, it was a little bit hard to use as a pack, but it's got wheels. So it works. You can put his treasure
in there. Well, it's harder and harder to steal shopping carts, you see.
Plus, he was yelling one word, specific one word that, of course, we can't say it.
When you use the F-bomb like a comma.
Anyway, good morning, Redding. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this beautiful day after voting day. And, you know, we were really surprised. I know there's a lot of absentee ballots, but we were so surprised at just, I mean, at this morning with the count was like 10,000 votes and 100,000 population. Now, I'm hoping those numbers change.
I think, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Because that's sad.
It wasn't last night you're looking at, but see, you have a lot of mail-in votes, but as Bob points out, those mail-in votes, as they get them, they count them. So that's part of the percentage, too. Is that correct?
Right. According to Tom Vosenko, we attended his party last night.
Okay.
They begin counting the early returns.
Early.
But, of course, those are, the stuff that comes in, by mail, like some days before. The day of, they're a little too busy otherwise.
Right.
And that was the data used for the very first release at 8:15 p.m.
Oh, okay. So then the rest of them have been coming in. If you've got 120 precincts counted, that's it.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people voted. It looks
sadly. Sadly.
Well, we'll get Kathy Darling.
It dilutes
Kathy
the
Darling.
Process.
Is it, what's her? She got married. It's Kathy Darling something.
Oh.
Now.
Yeah, I could have said
we'll that. We'll get Kathy on the show. She'll give us, and you know, just for an update of how many people registered, how many people could, you know, vote and all that kind of stuff. And we can either be happily surprised or just dismally disappointed. Because I put some on Facebook yesterday. If you don't vote, and for the reasons of
I forgot
it's too hard, it was too sunny, it was too cloudy, I don't know who the candidates are, I don't know what the propositions meant, guys, you know what, it was work and all this, if you did any of those, please defriend me. If you're reading this as a friend, just defriend me. And if you voted, I'm very proud of you. And it's so important for people to vote. And then they complain. You know, and we had some close elections. We're going to talk about that in a little bit.
But first, let's get to the weather. It's currently 57 degrees. It's a beautiful morning. Today will be sunny with a high near 88. A little bit winds up to about 5 to 9 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with low of 61. So we still have those beautiful evenings where, you know, if you want to walk or take your dogs out, it's a good time. Thursday, sunny, high near 88. Thursday night, mostly clear with low of around 61. Friday, sunny with a high near 91. Friday night, 20% chance of showers after 11. So look at this weather. We're going to be out on the range on Sunday. Sunday will be a high near 80s for you. What a beautiful day to be out on the range, huh?
It's going
to
be great.
Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of 58. And so that's the weather, except for Saturday night, a little chance of showers again. And Friday night, chance of showers. All right, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And Carl, to be honest with you, I am feeling a little bit because, you know, Michelle across the street, our great neighbor, you know, we're with Adamson's. We're back at Adamson's, and I started the skinny jeans.
We're back at Adamson's again.
So happy to be home. The skinny jeans, started it yesterday. And, you know, after walking 15 miles in, and, you know, you think I'm kidding, 397 steps or six steps up the Statue of Liberty and then walking. Really, I know it equated to. I've walked maybe 8 to 10 miles before in Europe, when I was in my 20s or early 30s. But now that 15 miles in New York. Anyway, so the working out yesterday, she goes, how do you feel this morning? And I looked at her and went, you know, it's never the next day. It's the third day. So anyway.
You mean it's going to get worse tomorrow?
Well, it's just third day.
You met me at the voting yesterday. We were voting yesterday.
Yes.
So you were. As I was waiting down there at the polling station, at the Vets Hall, the Veterans Hall.
I have a little giddy up in my hitch.
I saw you walking, and it was like, who is that? Gosh, who's that elderly lady coming down here? You know, she's waving at me. Who's that elderly lady waving at me? So, and then I go, oh, it's Linda, and she's limping.
I have a little giddy up in my hitch. I do.
You were sitting up straight. I mean, just exactly. Your posture was perfect, and you were walking. And you were kind of throwing that leg out a little bit. If you were a horse, we'd call it you kind of a puddle step.
A little, you know, lame?
Lame. Kind of throws that leg out a little bit in front.
Well, you know, and then.
But then we voted.
That was great. After, you know, working out, getting back, it felt so good. Adams says this is like being home again. And so Michelle's working there now, and it's just great to see. You know, I love to network the people that you really have faith in and you love. So we go in the voting process. We were, 63? It was 11:30, 11:45 in the morning.
You were number 63 that voted.
And you were 62 because it's electronic at the end.
Which is our ageist.
Which,
kidding.
when you feed the machine at the end, if you were not an absentee, but you voted.
A mail-in ballot.
Right. At the end, you feed a machine with your ballot. And that was the first time I've seen that.
Well, that's one way of doing it. But we voted with our little pins and all this. Hey, we're going to take an early break, and the reason we're going to do that is so then we can get back and start getting into our local results, and we can get into some more, too, because people are already asking about them. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. It's the only place in town I'd buy a gun. I've known them. They have been with us as advertisers, but also, as somebody that has a great selection of firearms, all the accessories you want, great classes by Seth Stokes on CCW and Hunter Safety. Gunsmithing, they have it all. I'm dropping off a pistol today to have the new sights put on by John Bastiani. That's Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with some of the local results.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile.
From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Ooh, yeah, I just have some of that. Hey, you know what? Last night, you know, it's been a big week.
And then
the dog's barking at 2 o'clock because somebody, you know, you hear like car door slamming.
Yeah.
But it's car door slamming at 2 o'clock in the morning. Somebody's out there stealing a car.
Well, then
they weren't. So then
I had to say, did you lock the doors? I just wanted to make sure. You're on alert because our street has probably had 4 break-ins.
On cars, not in the houses or anything, but on cars. It's just like any place else in this town. If you leave your car outside, somebody's going to check it for you to make sure it's locked. but hopping back, you know, isn't that friendly of people to make sure it's locked? And then they pile all the stuff. If it's not locked, they pile all the stuff neatly into your seat as they go through your car. But Sleep Number, our bed, just lets you roll right back over into sleep. And right now, this is something that we've been looking at. I think we're just going to get it. It's the dual temp layer that you can add to the bed and sleep up to 35% cooler or warmer, because it cools or warms depending on what temperature setting you have it. Think about that. If your bed's cooler and you're sleeping in it, you can turn down your air conditioning or turn up your air conditioning and save a lot of money. Multiple temperature levels at a touch of a button. So my Sleep Number setting is 60, and Linda, last night your Sleep Number setting was
40.
Yeah. Finally, you can cool yourself off in your bed with this dual temp layer at a comfortable price. Come in and feel the temperature difference for yourself. And we've done that, and you can feel a difference. You're only going to find the dual temp layer at Sleep Number. And Sleep Number's down in the Target Shopping Center. Go on in, tell them Carl and Linda sent you, and try out that dual temp temperature layer that they can put on your bed. It is absolutely fabulous. Okay, let's get into the elections here. You know, I'm going to – we'll look at what we're doing here with the state. Of course, Gavin Newsom is – looks like it's going to be Gavin Newsom and John Cox, apparently, right now. The thing about it is Villa Rosa, who was the former mayor of of LA. Of LA. I said to his media guy who was sending his stuff all the time, and I went back to him. I said, maybe he should take a look up here to the north, because if you're not appealing to some of the Republicans, you're not going to have a chance. Of course, they ignored us and ignored my advice, and he lost. John Cox, of course, who has, if I can just say, he's been advertising up here forever, is in second place. So he's going to run against Gavin Newsom. And it wasn't that big. Newsom only got 33% of the vote. Now, of course, there was 26 people running for governor, or maybe more, on this thing.
Well, in L.A., I mean, there's an article that came out today, more than 118,000 voters accidentally left off rolls in Los Angeles County. It seems that it was a printing error affecting more than one-third of the precincts in Los Angeles County that left this many voters.
Accident.
Yes. County Clerk Dean Logan said the voters left off the rolls can still cast provisional ballots, but the process of verifying and counting a large number of provisional ballots could delay the vote tally in local races, depending on exactly where the affected precincts are.
Well, you know, Villagrosa has shown, finished, he was a distant third in this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes into the thing, with these jungle primaries that we have in California. And it means the two guys... or two women, or the man and woman, who finish first in the voting. If there's two Democrats, two Republicans, a Democrat-Republican, that's what's going to run into the November elections and general elections. Well, what the Democrats were hoping is they were just going to sweep in and have Democrats running in both spots. You're going to have Democrats. It didn't quite work like that. You've got Cox, who easily beat Villarosa for the governorship. And Issa held his spot. San Diego held their Republican area. Newport Beach held their Republican also. So it's there are more voters in the state who've chosen to register as unaffiliated than those who signed up as Republicans. Well, you can say that. You say, well, the Republicans are losing. Well, maybe it's both parties, and people are actually thinking for themselves. So we'll see what happens with that. Anyway, going into ours, though, for sheriff, and this was a question we had from one of our chat room. Right now, Tom Pasinko is holding the lead at 52% with John Green, who ran a very, very strong race at 48%. And, Bob, we're saying about when you have the mail-in ballots, people mailing them in, they count them already. So that really that the ones that they have left are the ones that are just still arriving, a much smaller percentage.
And that this is my understanding.
Yeah, and all the precincts are in. District 1, this is interesting. This is a dead heat between Joe Comite and Dave Kehoe. If you break it down, it goes to 37.43 and 36.58. You could just say they're both 37. Joe had 1,501 votes. Dave had 1,467 votes. And Missy MacArthur finished third at 25% or 1,040 votes.
Are you telling me in all of Reading?
Well,
that they
District 1. No, just District 1, the people living in District 1.
Right, but there's still a lot more people in District 1 than 15 and 14 than 3 than 4,000.
4,000. I'm sure there are. And that's why we want to get Kathy in here to give us the counts of how many people in each one of the precincts.
We need to have that happen.
Yeah, we can do that sooner than later, too. In the 5th district, now, this Les Baugh has to win by 50, he has to get 50% and one vote. Right now, he's not there. He's got 49.85. Melissa Hunt's hanging in there with 39.6, and then this guy Madrigal had 11%. So of the voting in the 5th district, Les had 2,035, Melissa 1,620, and Madrigal 420. So
was that a sort of none of the above sort of?
I'm not sure. I think Melissa, you didn't see a lot. Melissa was walking, was out there walking the neighborhoods all that.
Yeah, she was working the doors.
And Les had, let's face it, Les had name recognition and last-minute stuff he was doing to bring his name to attention there. Brian Daly only got 73% of the vote, but he'll be in a runoff against Colleen Sisk, who got 15% of the vote. He got 15,000 votes. She got 3,200 votes. And LaMalfa is in for the race of his life here. He had he got 56% of the votes, or 11,800. There's like 15 people running or 12 people running. The closest to him was Audrey Denny out of Chico, who got 12% of the votes, or 2,600. Greg Cheadle finished third with 20, I think he had 25, I'm not sure.
The perennial candidate.
Yeah, it's his third time at it. Okay. This is, so, but you know what, and I'm not sure if they're close enough. I'm sure that Les Baugh is looking at every one of those, you know, those late mailers that came in. Because wouldn't that be something if he only got 49.8%? Oh, or Melissa came in with 40% so that there's a runoff.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's good. Now we should have them both on at the same time.
It shows that the system is still got still life working in it. I honestly wish that more people would participate, because you don't participate, like, I think that you should shut up.
You are cheating yourself if you don't participate. I mean, you're cheating yourself. You're cheating your the other people here that are that are supposed to be. That you want the best, so you go out. Now, on the other hand, the people that don't participate stand by. I mean, just walk, you guys are just kind of like the sheeple that go by. The people that participate are the ones that are going to make the decisions. So, anyway. What's the bottom line? I'm getting here? Okay, what this guy says was, let's make it a lot easier for everybody and all that. So talked about it yesterday. No, you know what?
Yeah, no.
Voting is already easy. You can go and do it. Anybody can vote. To say that they can't, you just have to show up. Come on, you just have to show up. Then you're okay. You know what? But they don't show up, and they say, well, it's not fair. Only 25% of the people make the decision. Yes, it is. If they're the only ones that show up, guess what? They make the decision. You've got a chance. You don't like it, you show up.
We have gone out of our way as a state to enable anybody with a pulse and some without to cast a ballot. How much easier and more enabling can we possibly be?
Well, we like to go in person. And we had a couple people that, when we went there yesterday, and we were like number 61 and 62 or 62 and 63, so we voted down in the Vets Hall. We used to vote up at the Catholic Church up by Benton Park.
We were
at the Vets Hall. So we personally like the physical part of walking in, voting with a piece of paper, seeing the people that are taking the ballots. Looking your name up. You're dealing with your community. You're dealing with people, fellow ready people. And then walking back and going through a new process yesterday, again, when we were talking about the electronic calculator at the end where you put your ballot in. And you have to feed, there were two large pieces of, two large ballots that you fed the machine. And then we got I voted sticker. And I get that, I get voted sticker, makes me so happy. And we've had the story before that when we went, this is like during the big vote, and we had gone to a restaurant, and the gal, we said, gosh, did you vote today? And she goes, I don't vote. My stomach got sick. I almost got up and left. And it sounds terrible because it's so judgmental, but not at the same time. And we wanted to say, what? Oh, no. How old are you? She's like 22, 23. All my friends don't vote. Doesn't make a difference anyway.
M-I-L-L-E-N-E-A-L-S. Gotta love millennials.
But still. So I have a good story because the gal who, Jennifer Valenzuela, who is our marketing director, yesterday she said, well, I had my mail-in ballot, but I went in person because she said, if you're going to work at KCNR, you must vote. And I think it's probably a good thing to have an employer. Like, say
down.
If you own a restaurant, if you own a restaurant or you own something, to talk to your employer, talk to your employees and the people who work for you, your staff, about how important it is your civic duty as a citizen. I mean, we're asking for everybody to support us in so many ways. That everybody gets out and votes, that they take an action in voting and taking an interest in it, because it does affect everything you do. So there's my
there,
little.
So there. Okay.
There's my chair.
We're going to take a break before we get back with our friends from Cascade Theater. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. It's kind of like a cruise ship without the ocean. You go there, you have a great time, a master chefs, trips, excursions, people getting together for all types of events. This is not an assisted living community. This is just senior living. You're tired of washing dishes all the time or cutting grass or doing all those things. Why not come down and check out River Commons Senior Living? It's at 301 Hartnell Avenue, right downtown, so you can get to everything here. Or give them a call, 238-5981. You will not be sorry for doing that. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back with Michelle Irvine.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated. Not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bob. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 6th of June, 2018. 57 degrees right now, going up to 88 today. Beautiful day, a beautiful day. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793 and discounts for seniors and veterans. And Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment. We've been in the business over 25 years, another veteran-owned business right here in town. They can work on any type of heating and cooling systems. Their guys are all masters of all of these. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. They've been voted best in the North State, and there is a reason why. They are Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, we're here with Michelle Irvine from the Cascade Theater, the general manager of the Cascade Theater, who's in here to share with us what's going on around there.
A beautiful new program that's coming out, the summer and fall 2018 performance series. Wow.
And then the mural.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How do we, what do we have to pay to get our little station included in that?
Well, I think it
we're
just
in
says
that.
Dining.
It just says dining guide, but I thought, well, maybe, you know, we could go in there and just say, hey, look, here we are. Okay. How about if I just spray paint it in on after it's up there?
You can do that.
So you can in between the Kobe, right up the spot, right up the street from Kobe. Oh, there's the KCR.
So how you been?
Great. We've been busy. As you can see, we've booked a lot of shows, and this is only really the first half of the year. We've kind of split what we're doing so that we can stay a little more current and a little more relevant. So we're going to be doing two brochures like this one. And this one obviously is going to go basically through December. And we'll have another one coming out in January because the idea is we still book into the spring. A lot of that stuff isn't available yet.
Right.
So we are looking at those things. And this gives us a chance to book more after December and actually get it into print, get it in a catalog, get it into people's hands and kind of focus more also on membership again instead of just once a year.
Okay, so let's talk about membership first. Again, if you're not a member of the Cascade, what does it cost to be a member? You get first a release of tickets, and what else?
Well, it depends on the level. You can become a member for as little as $50, which gives you, you know, early access to tickets. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you have someone like Joan Baez or Graham Nash or somebody coming, I guarantee you those shows are going to sell out. I will tell you, Joan Baez almost is.
Yes.
And it's not even on sale to the general public yet.
Oh, my goodness.
That doesn't happen until June 15th. So,
Joan
Baez is going to sell out within the next, you know, probably 2 weeks.
So go be a member today.
Yes. Right. We are in the middle of the membership drive, as little as $50, and you can go buy tickets today. For anything coming up.
Well, we have Chris Isaac coming up June 27th, and he is a very well-respected repeat. People like he's been here a few times, but people love to see him. He is approachable, likable.
He is great.
Everything about him.
He's a native Californian. We love having him here, and he's just the nicest person to work with. I've worked with him several times, not here, but where I worked before. We had him, I think, three times, and every time he sells out and he just puts on a fabulous show.
His heart's in the game. Robert Cray coming up, five-time Grammy-winning Robert Cray, modern blues with a sound that blends American roots, blues, and soul. And, of course, he will be here August 3rd. Those tickets range from $32. So, you know, it's just very reasonable because there's not a bad seat at the Cascade.
That is true.
And so then we have coming up and on August 6th, Carl, this would be something we'd love to go. Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo.
Mm-hmm. Again, she's been here, but she's just huge. She's just wonderful.
Hit me with your best shot.
Right. There's several. Hell is for Children, We Live for Love, Love is a Battlefield, We Belong. That's
you know
an
what?
Anthem.
Hit me with your best shot. Love is a Battlefield. I'm starting to see a a kind of a trend here in the Pat Benatar music. Is this something that love is painful?
Well, a lot of her songs, you know, they wrote, and in the concert, she explains where a lot of those songs came from, how they came to be.
Oh, okay.
And it's quite interesting.
I bet.
Great. Okay, now those tickets range from $52. Like, you go to a major, huge field someplace, you know, that's what I'm saying, a Cascade. You get an intimate, this is what I love about the Cascade shows. You really get an intimate feel. You can see the artists. You can see, you can feel the
arcs.
You can
see them sweat.
See them. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yes.
You can.
I mean, and here's something on the contemporary side, Philip Phillips and Gavin DeGraw. You know, multi-platinum performer Gavin DeGraw, and of course, American Idol winner from way back. And he was like a real first-time winner of like a songwriter type of guy. So Gavin DeGraw made a splash into the mainstream with the immensely successful single I Don't Wanna Be, which is followed by a string of LPs and singles, including It's Not Over You and Love With a Girl. And so that's going to be a good show, too, August 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ziggy Marley, sold out, I'm sure.
Not yet. It's not on sale to the public yet, but... We were kind of promoting memberships yesterday, and we had a table set up outside with brochures and recorded some music from people that were coming this season. And I was just kind of hanging out, listening to Ziggy Marley, and people were walking up and chatting with us. It was a lot of fun. So,
well, since you've been in the North State, you've been here, what, 6 months now?
No, since September.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it's flown by. So tell me what it feels like for you now. We're going into almost a year.
Getting close.
Yeah. And so you've come in, and of course, and I, recently, you know, you're doing where the acts are going to be also going into Oregon, into the other theater. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well,
situation.
Before too long. They are actually now heavily into the construction process of the Holly. I think we're looking at probably summer of 19 before it will be ready. We're hoping, you know, you never can tell once you get into things, but that I think is the plan right now. And we are self-producing Mamma Mia in our sort of late spring period, you know, June.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be that will be the first show that actually goes up to the Holly.
I put Linda's name in as for auditions.
I'm going to audition for that.
You better.
I have to get my chops up and everything and ready.
You know, she wants to be a mom to me, and I thought that'd be great.
I don't care if I'm in the chorus or any walk on. It's just, it's part of being of a body of a work that, how fun. That could just be.
That is going to be shot, such, you know, a fun show.
And just because you audition doesn't mean you're selected. So we know that no matter how many things you've done in your life. So you always have to be ready
for that. I think it's wonderful that you want to audition and go on out there and be a part of this, because this is one of those musicals that, because we've been watching over the years. Just, mm-hmm. They've been good, and then they keep getting better and better
Cascade.
And better at the Cascade. I mean, they're already good to start with, but some of these last ones have been just, I mean, as good as you
wonderful
see productions. Anywhere.
We do have great theater here in the North State with great talent, and we've never been, you know, disappointed and went, oh, such, so local. No, ever. Ever.
Well, and we're partnering with more people now. You know, we're actually entering into a partnership with Axiom. They want to grow. They mm-hmm. do most of their performances at Old City Hall.
Right.
And some of them are bigger than that. They want to do more musicals. So they got the rights to do Newsies and Gypsy, and those will be performed at the Cascade Theater.
Oh, that's cool.
So we're going to kind of help them, you know, get into a bigger space, sell some more tickets, and that's really exciting to me.
Expand.
Well, you
expand,
have a theater,
expand.
So let's take theater and put theater in the, you know, in the best theater that's
let's
going.
Let's keep this place open.
Yeah, absolutely.
So on our list, too, is, now he was America's Got Talent, such a doll, Matt Franco. So he's going to come with his magic here on September 9th. That's going to be a great show. He was a darling.
He was. I don't know if people know who he is, but I would certainly encourage people to look him up, because that is going to be a fabulous
the
show.
Magic guy.
The magic guy.
Oh, he was. I mean, he did things that you just looked at and you thought, okay, no. Mm-mm. No, this
really?
Isn't, this isn't your old tiger disappearing and you can see it backstage type thing. No, this guy was doing something else. Hey, we got to take a quick break here with Michelle Irvin, who is the general manager over at the Cascade, and all these great shows that are coming. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark started this business over 11 years ago and has made a huge success out of it because of one reason. She really cares about her customers, her clients. Sharon will come over to your house if you need some help. She's going to come over and give you a free complimentary in-home consultation. She wants to match the right people with your family and your needs, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark can help you with the people that she has background. They've all had background checks. They all have insured, bonded, all those things that you would expect from a high-class company like this. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home.
Friday, June 15th, as Wind River Resort and Casino and Bella Vista Farms host Redding's 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of specialty microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for $500 cash. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Redding's 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the Stone Hearts Band will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person, tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, June 15th, for the 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest from 6 to 9 p.m. 50% of the proceeds will go to Bella Vista Farms, a local nonprofit. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7412. Download the Wind River app. Bacon and Brew is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, District Attorney for Shasta County. Reaching the golden years should be a time to enjoy life with family and friends and not a time to fear or worry. Financial exploitation by a family member, caregiver, or scammer is a common way that our older family members are taken advantage of. Unpaid bills, new credit cards, or unusual purchases by a caregiver might be signs of financial abuse. If you believe you or a loved one might be a victim, please call 225-5798. Once again, the number is 225-5798. Call anytime, day or night.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, June the 15th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio. It's 57 degrees, going up to 88 today. It's the 6th of June. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. One of the only full-service jewelry stores in Redding where Linda goes to buy her
baubles,
accessories.
Yes.
We're here with Michelle Irvine, general manager of the Cascade Theater. Transplant from the back east, back last November.
Via Sacramento.
Via Sacramento, North Carolina, North Carolina.
Love it.
as we used to say back
North
there.
North Kakalaki.
North Kakalaki. Yeah. North
they actually have a beer called Kakalaki.
Kakalaki. North Kakalaki. And, yeah, if you haven't been down to, and they've got a lot of Army and Marine bases in North Carolina, too. Anyway, so many things going on to Cascade, and we're sharing what some of the latest ones. The fact is that if you join the Cascade Theater, you get early buys, you get your seats. And a lot of these times, you know, if you wait to the last minute, you get seats if there's tickets. It's not probably maybe where you want to sit. But you know, really, in reality, there's no bad seats in that place. I mean, you can see and hear everything.
That is true.
Okay.
I've actually checked it out because I want to make sure what I'm telling people is true. And I've watched shows from up in the balcony. And
way
it
up
is
in the
true.
Back on the right-hand
it
side,
is true.
You can see.
So what are you really excited about? Do you have, like, a favorite that's coming up? Or, you know, what's been in the process of you, Michelle Irvine, being the general manager? What process of being now in charge of the Cascade has been exciting for you?
Well, I will tell you, the one show, I mean, I'm excited about all of them. Roseanne Cash is one of my favorites. But I will tell you, Black Violin is probably my favorite thing that is coming this year.
Black Violin.
Those guys are absolutely incredible.
Okay, now it shows you my ignorance of music. I've never even heard of them. I've heard of other. Well, no, I haven't. But
they're pretty popular back east.
Okay.
I don't know how much they've actually done out here. I kind of put myself on the line by pushing to get them here for a little more diversity in what we do. They,
I like that.
They are so young and so, like, hip. And they do a absolutely incredible school show.
And they do, it's a mashup of classical hip-hop, rock, and rhythm and blues featuring the classically trained violin-viola duo of Ken Marcus and Will B. Together with a DJ and a drummer.
Oh, yeah.
And an army of Reading music students.
Yep. They bring the students in and they get to play on stage.
Man.
The kids have so much fun, and it makes more classical instruments like the violin and stuff. It makes it cool.
They have worked with, they've collaborated with P. Diddy, Kanye West, 50 Cent, Tom Petty, Aerosmith, Aretha Franklin, and the Eagles.
Cool.
Their recent album, Stereotypes, hit number one on the Billboard's classical crossover chart and number four in rhythm and blues.
Wow.
So that's cool.
See,
you know what?
This is really good.
I will go to that because it's something I've been to before.
Right. And you want to be, you know, the whole thing with theater is, and this is what, you know, I try to tell people who really maybe haven't done a lot of theater, is that it really opens your world and it's educational. It makes your brain stretch.
It does. And like I said, you know, aside from the educational portion of it, it is one of the most fun shows I have ever seen.
That's
and,
great.
You know, like I said, I am not somebody who goes to the symphony all the time. I appreciate it, but that's not necessarily my thing. But these guys, you can't help but just get sucked into the whole experience.
All right, so this is why you want to become a member, because you'll get these tickets like the Joan Baez and the Ziggy Marley and, you know, a lot of these big Pat Benatar. But if you become a member, you get first pick. That's it. You get first pick. And they don't go on to the public until June 15th. So just imagine, you know, as soon as it goes public, that's it. There may be one seat in the middle of some place. I don't know.
So,
you know what I mean?
So we got it like a banjo and jug band coming? Probably not.
Blues harmonica.
Yeah. And the Kingston Trio.
The Kingston Trio
is coming September 29th.
Where have all the flowers gone?
And Graham Nash. I mean, we've got some classics. And Three Dog Night. Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm coming to that show. How can people be so... Oh, I love Three Dog Night. Astonishing 21 top 40 hits is still heard on the radio. Daily songs with Mama Told Me Not to Come, Joy to the World, Black and White, Shambhala, and One. Catch this iconic group in the intimate Cascade Theater. Oh. Yeah.
No, it's going to be something definitely not to miss.
I have to say that I do believe, can I just say this? This is the best rundown, the most diverse, the most unique. Cirque Mechanics, Joan Baez, Tommy Emmanuel, Trey Anastasio, Postmodern Jukebox, which we know were fabulous and were at the Civic a few years back, a must-see show. The film, of course, the short film festivals and Harmonica Blowout, The Temptations.
Well, in our educational series this year, we actually have three shows that are specifically geared towards education. They will have a school show as well as an evening performance. And we are talking with Turtle Bay about possibly partnering with them in some fashion to support this and have them bring out some of their animals and things. So we're very excited about that.
And then your film classic. So it's a movie, a party, an experience. And October 26th, what a great time of year to go see Psycho on the big screen. Okay, that's Psycho and A Christmas Story, Sleepless in Seattle, and American Graffiti.
Wait a second, Bob, give us the sound. Give us the Psycho sound.
Come on. Not being a trained seal.
You know,
I've never seen it on the big screen. I'm looking
forward.
You've
never seen it on the big screen?
No.
Have you?
The possibly one of the most finely crafted editing pieces ever done, committed to film.
Tell me about it. In Psycho, because there was not, with all of that that was going on in the shower, nothing was shown. And at the end, when they were watching, after it had been filmed and they were going through it, Mrs. Hitchcock, Alfred's wife, noticed that Janet Leigh's eye moved just a little. She said her eye moved after she's, you know, in that last scene where she just comes down and it just, she's dead. Hope it's not I'm not trying to ruin this for anybody. But, and Mrs. Hitchcock noticed that her eye twitched. They went back and reshot that whole scene. Not the whole one where she's getting stabbed, but the one where she, you know, comes down. So, yeah, that's how, you know, you talk about editing on something
and
like
detail,
that.
And detail. So some of the great arts in the world and the artists in the world are going to be coming through Reading. So we do hope that you become a member at the Cascade. Go to cascadetheater.org. You can just, you know, put your card on there and become for $50, a minimum of $50. And then there's different levels where you can support the Cascade Theater and or go down to the box office, which is open today.
Starting at 11 to 6, Tuesday through Friday, and then show days, you know, around the show times.
So we are really very happy and proud to be part of this whole downtown resurgence. And we know that, you know, this is with the way that things are happening downtown and the movement of, we can see right here with what you're doing, you're going to be doing, like you said, things in two parts. So you'll have two different, as the spring comes on and you have even more people you're booking, a second brochure that comes out later.
Yep.
With future dates.
Because we're not doing just sort of a, I mean, I guess it is sort of fiscal year, a season, but, you know, we are looking to be a little more active year-round. This year, for the first time, we have several shows in August, which is something that's not really been done before. I think next year you might look to see a few things, maybe even in July, you know, that it's going to be more continuous.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice to go into the theater, and, you know, summer's not. I did my Martinis with Santa in August because it was, you know, it's like Christmas albums are recorded in July. You know, that usually when everybody's in Nashville or L.A. or New York, they're recording their Christmas albums in July, and I think it's hilarious because it's hot, humid, but it's the same thing. So, anyway, Michelle, closing thoughts for this particular month here in June as you do your monthly appearance and tell us what's going on at the Cascade, and it's always great. And maybe we'll have you'll call in and we'll have a little ticket giveaway for some show here for listeners in the future.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're just kind of, you know, getting prepared for everything. We got the kids' summer movie starting the first weekend in July, so we hope everyone will come out, you know, for that. Great way to stay in where it's cool, and they've got all kinds of activities for the kids, and it's free.
And you're going to have a big mural that's going to be put up on the wall of which side? Facing Placer?
Facing Placer, okay. The U.S. Bank parking lot.
Right.
That whole wall will have a depiction of the cultural district, sort of a fun, I don't really want to say cartoony per se, because that doesn't do it justice, but a very fun, bright, you know, like hand-drawn, you know, map to kind of highlight all of the things in the cultural district.
And what all the restaurants that you can go to, so it's all walking distance. That's super great. Well, thank you so much, Michelle Irvine, and Thank you to the Cascade, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you at some of the shows this summer.
I hope so.
And when we come back, we've got Reading Police Chief Roger Moore with us and to discuss all the things that are going on in our city, new things that are happening in South City Park and more. We'll be right back after the news.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Mitch Thomason. An investigation by Senate Republicans reveals the Obama administration secretly tried to give Iran brief access to the U.S. financial system after reaching the nuclear deal with Tehran in 2015.
The investigation says the Treasury Department issued a license in 2016 that would let Iran convert some foreign cash reserves into euros by first exchanging them into U.S. dollars. The effort failed because American banks refused to participate out of fear of violating sanctions that banned Iran from transactions touching the U.S. financial system. The administration had repeatedly told Congress and the public it had no plans to let Iran have access to the system. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Trump congratulating Republican John Cox on his second-place finish in California's gubernatorial primary. President says Trump impact was really big. He predicts a possible big red wave of GOP wins. Cox will face Democrat Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, and Newsom says voters will have a clear choice.
Between a governor who's going to stand up to Donald Trump and a foot soldier in his war on California.
Cox's response, don't blame the president.
It wasn't Donald Trump who made California the highest tax state in the country. It was Gavin Newsom and the Democrats.
And Cox isn't stopping there.
And it wasn't Donald Trump that passed the sanctuary state. Gavin, you did that.
Cox heard on KSWB-TV, Newsom on KGO-TV. The ACLU taking the Commerce Department to court, trying to block the inclusion of a citizenship question in the 2020 census. That question was dropped back in 1950. Wall Street, the Dow's up about 130 points. The NASDAQ better by 6, and the S&P is up 6 points as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Ukraine security services launching an investigation into an alleged Russian assassination plot after hit lists containing 47 names were leaked online.
This is the document that, according to the security services, to a large extent justified the faking of Arkady Babchenko's murder last week. It's a simple two-page list, apparently sent by a contact in Russia, to the man alleged to have tried to organize Mr. Babchenko's killing. Most of those on it are identified just by name and date of birth, a few by their Facebook profiles. It's hardly deep intelligence. Many of those on the list have already been offered further protection.
That's the BBC's Jonah Fisher. Myanmar and UN agencies signing a deal could eventually lead to the return of some 700,000 Rohingya Muslims. They fled brutal persecution by country security forces. News and analysis at townhall.com. The OAS has adopted a measure that could bring about the suspension of Venezuela.
On a vote of 19-4 with 11 abstentions, the Organization of American States has adopted a resolution that could pave the way for suspending Venezuela at a later date. The resolution needed 18 votes for adoption. The language in the resolution was sponsored by 10 member nations as the OAS meets in Washington. The resolution declares a lack of legitimacy for Nicolas Maduro's victory in Venezuela's presidential election last month. Venezuela could be suspended by the OAS at a future date if 24 members approve. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has turned back a shareholder attempt to overhaul the electric car maker's board and strip him of his role as chairman. This despite concerns about the company's shaky finances and its inability to meet its production goals for its first mass-market sedan. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studio at the KCNR 1460 at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. We're watching things being built up around us. It kind of feels like that kind of time machine that, you turn your head away and all of a sudden there's a side of a building up. Or even worse, there's a side of the building gone. And where did that happen? 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here in the studios on the 6th of June. D-Day. Can I say that? D-Day. 6th of June.
Really?
It was, And we're here we're talking about the voting, which is, and you think about how symbolic it is. Today is D-Day, where we were fighting to take back Europe and free Europe and the world from Nazi and Japanese domination, to free them from this, and to be able so people would have the freedoms to vote, to live the way they want. And here we are yesterday voting for that same thing.
And you know what? We didn't really talk about that. And so here's an awakening with that. It was June 6, 1944, on which Allied forces invaded northern France by means of the beach landings in Normandy. We were there. Your father landed.
That's right. Dad landed there. And they fought their way through. They fought their way through Europe and to bring freedom to all those millions and millions and millions of people in Europe, Americans, the British, the Russians, the French, all these other countries, these nations that fought for this freedom. And here we have our voting yesterday.
Yeah, it was kind of really neat.
How many people, really, I can't wait to find out the final statistics on how many people really voted yesterday. But I feel like if you didn't vote, you should be slapped.
Well, can I just add that while we were in Normandy, they had American flags flying everywhere. So there was a lot of patriotism and thanks.
And then from the French. They bring their school kids through. They bring them through the cemetery, show them, this is what happened. This is what happened in our town here, in our area, for the fight against Nazism. And you hear that word Nazi thrown around. So everybody throws it around at each other. The soup. Oh, he's the soup Nazi and things like that. That's humorous, but you see it used in other places. People have no idea. When you call somebody a Nazi, it's lost its meaning because you don't agree with somebody. Oh, they're Nazis. No. Nazis were a systematic – they're a group of men and women that systematically destroyed, exterminated, practiced genocide. They just didn't have a political view you didn't agree with. That's not what being a Nazi is.
Well, next year it'll mark 75th anniversary next year. So 75th. They said it was a little low-key this year for why the Canadian, French, and the British, they were all, and Americans were over there celebrating.
Next year. And you know what? How many of our veterans, because you're talking about the ones that landed there, you know, they're all going to be in their 90s.
Late 90s.
The ones that are going to,
74 years ago, so if you were 20.
Yeah, 94.
Or 18.
Yeah, so you'll be in your 90s probably when you landed there. Anyway, hey, what's the weather look like, sweetie?
Okay, it's currently 62 degrees in the downtown studios. And in the downtown, like I said, the metro center of downtown. 88 will be our highs today and our lows of 61. That's today's forecast. Tomorrow calls for high near 88 and mostly clear with 61 tomorrow night. Friday, sunny skies with a high near 91. Friday night, we'll be a little showers, 20% chance of showers after 11. And Saturday calls for 20% chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 79 and lows of 53. Sunday, sunny with a high near 83 and mostly clear with lows around 58. Monday, 90, 61 lows, and Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high near 96. So we're still in, you know, pretty good, livable to cope with.
83 Sunday.
Before the triple digit time.
Yeah.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are always honored. 365-3793.
We're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore.
Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Hey, Chief, can I be arrested if I slap somebody for not voting? What's that? What's that called? Because I kind of feel like they've insulted me and the whole country, and they say, no, I didn't vote because I just didn't want to, and if I just reach up and slap them. And
I think the folks that didn't vote should not have a right to complain.
There you go. So if they complain and say, Carl Bott slapped me because I didn't vote, are you guys just going to kind of go, nah, he wouldn't do that? I think that's fair. Okay. You know what? I bet if you went around and slapped people and said, you ought to make people wear, you spray them on their forehead with a red dot that says, I did not vote. You know what it means? I did not vote.
The circle of shame,
the slash across, I did not vote. And it doesn't come off. You have to wear it off, and it takes like 3 months.
Here you are.
Okay,
and
that's
thank
just
you for
me.
Being on the show today.
You know, people think I'm a little radical at times. I can't. Hey, anyway, Chief.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask you anything about local. You know what, local? Because you know it doesn't make any difference about local. We all have our own thoughts. Do you want to talk about the state just for a second?
Sure.
Gavin. Gavin Newsom scares me. I mean, not scares me in the sense that I'm going to, you know, sit in a corner. But his thoughts and the things he has said really, really concerns me.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. I think we will have much more of the same happening in California. And I think that we need some change on that front.
Do you think that we're going to see a continuing release of prisoners through other means?
I think I do. I could probably anticipate that, and that's unfortunate for California.
What about this bail thing? This thing they're bringing up to change bail so that if you can't afford bail, you get out.
Yeah, and what I know about that is they are looking at that more of, you know, what is the risk to the public of this offense or this offender.
Yeah.
And so I haven't really digested all of it. But it's very interesting the way it's going.
Wow. You know, there's a certain point. You know, we so much admire all our law enforcement people. I mean, everybody. Nobody complains a bit about the quality of our troops out there and the fact they're out there fighting it every day under conditions that a lot of people would just go into a slowdown.
Right.
Do you see, I mean, of course, you're the chief, but you see you're hearing things in other agencies, not around here.
Yes.
But in other agencies, they're going into a slowdown.
Yeah, and you know, I can tell you AB 109, Prop 47, and 57 has changed the landscape of California cities. And we are now all kind of hamstrung by all the laws that are coming out of Sacramento. There's a lot of things we can't do that we would like to do. And there's a lot of things that the citizens want us to do that quite simply we can't. For instance, Prop 47 made all drugs misdemeanors now. And even heroin and cocaine and methamphetamine, we write people tickets for it. Where we used to be able to take them to jail, they used to be able to sober up, they used to be able to make a good choice to get into a program. We don't have that now, so it's a constant cycle.
And you told me one day, hey, Carl, you could walk around with a pocket full of heroin.
Correct.
I'd give you a misdemeanor.
Yeah, it's a ticket.
Okay, I've got like if it's like a pound, can you get me for trafficking then? Not even that.
Nope, not unless I can prove that it's for sales. And even then, ultimately, that may get bumped down to a misdemeanor.
I heard yesterday from somebody, somebody that they knew was took 100 pounds of marijuana into Texas.
Yeah,
14 years.
There's consequences.
14
there.
Years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was the plea bargain, 14 years. And yes. It was kind of like, oh. So
right.
It was kind of a big surprise for people. But the slowdown, have you heard about this, Mother Chiefs?
No. In some cities, excuse me, in some cities I do know that officers are doing the best they can, but if they don't get support from their city council and their community,
mm-hmm.
There tends to be a slowdown. Like, why am I risking my life? Why am I bothering chasing this gang member when I know that I could be shot and killed, or I know that there will be an internal affairs investigation against me for who knows what?
Yeah.
Now they want to second-guess us or armchair quarterback us with AB 931. That'll be coming out in, I believe, November.
Wait a minute.
But there's a new
931.
AB 931. They're talking about changing the way that we can police and the way we can use force. And the reasonable officer rule with Graham versus Connor will be eliminated, and they can judge us in hindsight when we're making split-second decisions.
That's right.
That matter.
That's right. You know, I remember this. We've talked about this. How stupid is this? I mean, they're going to go back to an officer that has something pointed at him.
Right.
You know, in a place where it looks to him as a gun, or her as a gun, and he defends himself, and it turns out later on to be something else. Oh, right. Well, you should have waited that extra four
that's
seconds.
That's exactly what's going to happen. And unfortunately, we have to wait till citizens get victimized, and that's unacceptable.
Okay, you know what? We've got to take a break right now. And we're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. And there are some other things that are coming down that I want to talk to you about, too. That's just it's just going to add paperwork. From hours, it's going to cost you man hours, man days on the type of paperwork. And this is when you pull somebody over, this new thing that's got like four pages
right.
that you've got to fill out on everybody you encounter or that right. I think or that you can that you might give a summons to or arrest or something
like
this.
Yeah, it's the RIPA
thing. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by, of all things, North State Security. North State Security, been in business 50 years. In fact, I'm having lunch today with Lance Beck, the owner of North State Security. They just do a great job out there. Over 100 officers out there on the roads and in guarding and securing places, whether it's power plants or football games or baseball games, reading events, or even also helping along the river trails with bike patrols out there and augmenting the police in that sense of being able to report things that they see out there. All of this out of North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR1460 on this. Wow, is it Tuesday?
It's a Wednesday, sweetie.
It's Wednesday, 8:20 in the morning. And we are here with our wonderful chief of police.
Right.
How are you this morning?
I am well. Thank
Great.
You.
All right. Just this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. That's right. Recipient of the 2017 Health Grade Patient and Safety Excellence Award. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice.
We're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. And, we've been talking about the election, we've been talking about this other. And this Assembly Bill 931 has not passed yet. But it's something we all need to be aware of. Now, we can write to our assembly member, Brian Daly, but Brian's going to be against us. What we need to do is lean into this to other people and to write and send, I don't know what else it would do, go down and visit, you know, because what this is going to do, it's going to take police, and now you can judge what they do by looking, you know, second guessing after the fact, taking away the total at the moment.
Right. Yeah, it's scary. So I know Cal Chiefs right now is on board with trying to educate the people that are coming forward with that language to let them know that it's just not reasonable. Okay. And so we are going down that path right now.
Okay, let's move on. The South Park thing is it kind of exploded up into everybody's face, and I'd like to say that I'm part of that. I'm proud of myself for that, even though that you're going, no. Bassetti gets... Well, he does. He gets assaulted.
Right.
They break his windshield. You guys have been making sweeps through there before. I mean, you know, you spend time doing all this.
Correct.
And it comes back, to the fact is that there's so many people in there. So many people, and they're shooting up in front of people. You know the story. Yep. Everybody knows the story. You all swept through there and pushed out all those people. And the next day they were doing, Channel 7 was down there. And there wasn't quite as many, but they were still coming in. The lady that was doing the filming said she's done background, C-roll or B-roll there. Some guy pulls a machete.
Yeah.
And so she left. So this whole thing was, for me, we've got a city here in our – we've got a park right in the middle of our city next to the police station, next to City Hall.
Right.
We ought to be able to just kind of maybe control that.
Yeah. And that was a decision last night that was made where we fence it off and then – take a step back, look at what else could come into that park to make it more viable. And we're still going to use the park
right. Through
permits and folks coming in because we want kids to use our ball field. We
Absolutely.
Want people to use the tennis
yes.
courts. We want good families to come down and see the Colt
45. That's the whole thing.
Yes. And so I talked about last night in the last 6 months, you know, we've had 625 calls for service there.
Wow.
And quite frankly, a lot of those are proactive from our criminal sweeps, right?
Right.
So that artificially spikes it. But
right.
a lot of those, like yesterday, we had kind of a beat down in the park where we had to respond with four officers.
Jake Mangus was on the
right.
Facebook, said he were out there and some guy's assaulting a woman.
Right.
He
and
said you guys were right there.
And my thought is, I've got 7 officers and a supervisor on when they start day shift. For 60 square miles, 100,000 calls for service, 10,000 arrests, almost 300 calls for service a day. This is consuming my resources. And so something has to be done.
Something does.
Yes. Absolutely.
Something has to be done.
Right.
We need help here.
I specifically need help at the police department. And we also need help with mental health, social services. We need to help because everybody turns to us to solve everybody else's issues. And some things are out of our control.
There's a lot of things out of your control.
Correct.
You don't make the budget.
Correct.
You don't run the mental health facilities. Even though they get something like $180 million over there for the Health and Human Services, I don't understand why part of that can't be used for like something as simple as a sobering tank.
Right. That and just simple boots on the ground. I need them out in our parks. I need them down in our waterways. And
you're talking about mental health professionals.
I'm talking about mental health. I do know that we have created a mental health crisis unit that's coming in August. So when we're out with somebody, we can call them, and they will be out there. And so that's a good step in the right direction. But I need not only them, but I need lots of help.
Okay.
Everybody needs to pitch in. And so we handle, unfortunately, criminality, right? So we handle violations of the law, Reading Municipal Code, and that is our job.
Let's go to the phones. Terry, you have a question for the chief.
I do. Chief, was that 8931 you said?
That is AB 931.
Yeah, is that the law that's going to make things more complicated than they already are?
Yes, for us as officers. Yes,
okay.
It's going to.
Because when we write the assemblyman, other assemblymen outside of Brian Daly, what they do is they look at your zip code, and then they send it to Brian Daly.
Okay.
We've had that happen numerous times. We're just going to have to do something locally.
Yes.
And the question is, as far as fencing off the park, do we just keep fencing off stuff? And I know this isn't your decision, and I understand your frustration.
Yes, sir.
But unless we get this jail, you guys are making arrests. I mean, you're making gobs of arrests. Unless we get a jail, there's just no place to put these people, or until we take some of our bad guys out of the jail and send them to some place like Carl had suggested, Alameda would be good. And yeah, it's $90, but you know, what are we paying now for our people? So I just kind of want your thoughts on that.
Sure.
And where you're at with that.
So I do agree with you. I think we definitely need more jail bed space. I also think we need officers as a deterrent out there. Folks will be less apt to commit a crime if there's more policemen, more patrol cars out there. So I do know that it's a multifaceted issue. Not only do we need more jail bed space, but we need more prosecuting attorneys. With that comes defense attorneys. With that comes mental health professionals. I think it has to be a holistic approach to it. In reference to South City Park, an immediate stopgap in this is the fencing. And that is going to set a tone that this park is now going to be taken back.
One last question, if I may.
Yes.
And that is that if you've always talked about these 250 or 300 bad guys you could get off the streets, like the one guy that what's been arrested 32 or 37 times or something.
Yes.
If you're able to have your arrest stick, then the idea of more CSOs at this point probably would help. But when we have a private firm that can arrive at your house if you're having trouble, like North State Security in 8 minutes, and it takes our police officers 14 minutes, I know it's maybe because we don't have enough, but I mean, isn't there a way you can contract with them privately? It seems to me like we could have, we'll never have enough, but we have enough if we can put these bad guys behind the bars. That really just, I mean, it's sort of like, you know, if you buy a bale of hay for a dollar and you sell it for a dollar, you don't go get a bigger truck, you know?
Right.
So the deal is that
we need more jail space.
We need more jail space.
Okay.
I mean, I think that if we try to focus on that, again, it isn't, I mean, I agree, we need more police. There's no question about it. But I've been hearing that since I moved here in 1976. We've always needed more police. We'll always need more police. What we need to do is to help the police when they do arrest somebody to put these people who are doing these violent crimes and these robberies and these burglaries and these car thefts, put them away. That's what needs to be done, really and truly. And again,
that's
I'm
true.
Not
that's
saying
what,
we don't need more police, but
everybody's agreeing on that, Terry.
Got it?
Everybody's agreed on that one. Got to run. Thanks.
And so he has a point. You know, we have 380 unique people in the city last year that's been arrested six or more times.
Unique.
Six times. Right? So these are all different people but being arrested six or more times in our city, in and out, in and out. And so we do need to hold those folks accountable. The issue with North State Security, I love those guys. They're out there. They help us.
They're
but
in a completely
what?
Different situation
right.
than you are.
They call us when
right.
something very bad happens.
That's
and,
right.
and so we still have to respond. So
they can put
I
bring,
think it's a good partnership. I think we're doing what we can with the services. And Lance Beck has been a tremendous partner for us.
Lance will never tell you that he can take the police. His guys aren't doing that. When he puts somebody out to a business, they are there to defuse a situation
Absolutely.
And move somebody on. But if they don't do it, guess what?
Yeah.
Their next phone call is to you.
Absolutely. They do provide that deterrent factor, though, which we need.
Yes, that's true. Okay, we're here with Chief Roger Moore. We're talking about this AB bill that could, you know, that's going to be coming up that will put our policemen at risk, 931. We'll talk a lot more about that in the upcoming months. But, you know, the fact is that South City Park, you know, I think that's where, you know, we've drawn the line in the cement, not the sand. I hate that, in the sands, because sand blows away.
Right.
That we've drawn a line there and says we're taking this park back. Yes, we know that they're going to go someplace else, but guess what?
Right.
We are going to own this park. And I hate to even have to say something like that, that we have to actually do to make that statement, but I think it's time.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's kind of agreed on that.
Yep.
And your people have been down there, and now we're going to fence it. So that should make it easier.
Yep. And we need to reprogram the way people think about that park, and this is a step in that right direction.
All right. We're going to take a break now. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, their newest branch at 1845 California Street, downtown Reading, one block south of Jack's. Just head on down there, see about talk about their extended hours or their personal service that they afford you and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore.
Driving that train, high on cocaine. Watch your speed.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Spring is in the air. Clocks have sprung forward. Spring cleaning is complete. Windows have been cleaned.
Don't rub it in. I still have to fertilize the lawn, spray the fence lines, and finish that burn pile.
And you still have to go to Premier Oil Change to have our car ready for the summer weather.
That is the easiest of my tasks. It is the first on the list.
No appointment necessary. Easy in, easy out at Premier Oil Change. And every dollar you spend, you earn rewards points that you redeem for oil changes and other services. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. Now that's service. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Wednesday. Jay, after the election and I think some of those absentee votes and I guess what really half of the final is going to be right now. 8:34 in the morning, and thank you, Bob Belongi, always at the helm. Again, it's 62 degrees with our highs today of 88. Welcome back to the show.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's kind of a hangout for all the law enforcement agencies around town and us here. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. A lot of things happening, Chief.
Yes, absolutely. We got a couple events coming up. We're having a safety fair August 7th at the City Hall campus from 5:30 to 8:30, where you can come down and we're going to have a representative from every department in the city. They're going to show off the things that they can do to help our citizens here. You get a chance to talk to some of our elected officials, our dignitaries and our department heads, and so we will all be there. It'll be a good time. We'll have canine demonstrations, SWAT trucks for kids to look at. It'll be a fun day. Also with that, we're going to have October 2nd is National Night Out, where we're going to be going out to our block parties like we do every year. Last year we didn't do that. We listened to the citizens. They said, gosh, we'd like you to come out again. So we're going to. And thanks to Terry Moravec, who is our superstar volunteer, we now have 83 neighborhood watch groups in our city, which is phenomenal. When she started, we had upper 30s, 36, 37. Now we're up to 83.
Well, now, is this kind of like a little mini police militia that you arm them? No. Okay. No. That was a joke. Come on, everybody. No, just kidding. Of course, Chief Moore just went, huh.
But we are teaching them how not to be victims and how to look out for one another and how to report crimes. And that's a good thing.
And we have people, we have we look after each other on I don't know if we're organized, though. Maybe we should get up. Are we organized down there on Chestnut? I know we have the Chestnut Street Girls gang that goes out there that chases people off.
You know, Frank sends out common emails to everybody about what thefts have been happening, what we're doing. Yeah. This is happening
Frank
with Treadway. This person.
That's very important.
No, it really is.
Frank's a great partner.
Frank's a great guy. And so, so I think we've got that. And we have people. We all kind of watch out for each other.
Otherwise known as Don.
Don. Yes, that's right. Don's listening. Okay. What else we have?
You know, that's the other two. You want to maybe we can touch a little bit about our hiring.
We talked about this during the break, and you don't have extra money to hire, but you do have money to hire for openings.
That's true, and we are hiring as fast as we can. We're looking more toward the recruit level right now. Because, quite frankly, we're not seeing a lot of laterals, though we just have a superstar lateral coming up here from the Bay Area, so I'm excited about that. But we have a lot of good success right now with our recruits, our homegrown kids, our people, our ex-military folks coming in, and we are getting right now two or three out of the academy right now. We're sending two or three more. And we're just going to keep that going and train them like we want them to be trained.
We have nine officers on light duty or medical.
Yep. They are on the injured list, absolutely. And this is a rough occupation. It's often violent and unpredictable. A lot of shoulders, backs, and knees. because it is it's just a violent occupation right now.
And just let me use this as an example. Just happened the other day. A guy breaking into somebody's house. They call the police, and he picks up a wooden staff.
Right.
And he stands off. He stands off like four officers and a police dog.
Right.
And y'all tased him. You shot him with the bean bag. The bean bag.
Yes.
Didn't faze him.
Nope. But what did?
The dog.
Our canine.
Canine.
I love canines. We have six of them now. Mm. And thanks to community donations and people out there, Communities for Police, canine, private donors, we are getting our canines up to staff.
How many do you need?
As many as we can get.
Really?
Right now we have one on every shift.
Okay.
And so that was one of my goals as
I came in.
I tell you what.
You know what? When you turn, I've got a photo I put on Facebook. And it said, sir, would you step out of the car? No. And the next picture is this German Shepherd.
Yes.
Like the fur missile coming through the window.
They're amazing.
And in this case, but the guy also assaulted your dog.
Yeah.
At the thing.
And you know, it's that's part of that dog's life.
And then they took him to the hospital, and they didn't say he'd been released right away. So I assume that is he in jail now?
That I don't know. I haven't followed up with that.
Do you think he should be in jail right now after assaulting police officers and all that?
Well, I do.
Yeah.
But it's all geared toward, as we talked about, the jail availability, the space, and things like that.
That just thoroughly infuriates
me. Yeah, it really does, too. We were gritting our teeth last night.
That would just thoroughly infuriate
me. I do know this. If we have a person like this, and we call the sheriff, and we tell him the details, he goes, okay. And he makes those folks a priority.
Okay.
And so I thank him for that.
Do you think there should be and I'm not trying to put the pressure on anybody here, but do you think there will be like 10 cells set aside to hold people like this, to hold them hold them for a week at least?
Absolutely, 10 days. That's that pre-sentenced group that we struggle with right now. Because, as you know, a lot of the folks in the Shasta County Jail are sentenced folks or waiting to be sentenced for pretty heinous crimes.
Right.
And then there's some that are serving multi-year sentences there, so it's being effectively used as a prison, right? And so we can't manage their population right now. It's difficult for us.
I know, and it's not up to you. And this is what people seem to forget is this is all under the sheriff and the border supervisor. The sheriff can only have so many spots there. This is where I go back to Alameda. It's got 2,000 empty beds. 2,000 empty beds. Now, at $90 a pop, that's still, if you put 100 out there, that's still like $3 million a year.
Right.
But we're paying the same amount here. But then, in reality, it's another $3 million a year. Because
right.
after you take this 100 out, you put 100 in.
Right.
So you got to pay for them. So we've got to come up with $3 million in the county budget that would take 100 people off. If there's 100 people in the jail, and there's another big if, that you can move.
Correct.
Out.
And they have to be sentenced.
They have to be sentenced.
There's certain rules that you have to go by.
And if they're bad guys, the other jail doesn't really want them. Oh, yeah, the guy throws feces at us every day. Oh, we're not going to take him.
And so if we have 66 more beds that the sheriff will be getting here soon, I'm going to have a repeat offender list. And if any of those folks come into that jail that are on that repeat offender list, maybe we can have a bed for them.
Yeah. You know, this is just, we need some change. We need, and I'm saying this, during the election and before the election, but we need some new ideas. Maybe we do need the tax. And I hate to, people go, maybe we need a county-wide incorporated, unincorporated tax of a half cent. I mean, it covers everybody in this county, and it goes for jail space.
I would wholeheartedly support anything that produces accountability.
Yay.
And that's it. You know, it doesn't go to, everybody gets excited about salaries, going with this. It would add some more deputies out there because they need
some
in this town.
They're struggling.
They're struggling out there. But it would add, we could ship these guys out or we could find some way.
We could do so many things.
Yes.
And we can make teams of folks to concentrate on problem areas. We can work with our county officials. We can get things done.
Well, what about the idea that, this thing with putting a mental health professional in your officers or somebody that's on call, because you got seven officers, eight on call, out there rolling all the time. having one of their having a mental health professional or two on each shift be available to come out there.
That would be phenomenal. And I know
have you talked to them about that?
Uh-huh. Hill Country and HHSA, that's that concept of that crisis worker that's going to be able to come out as a team.
Okay.
You know, we're already kind of informally developing some ideas where they could go as soon as they get started to go and hit some of these areas where we know that there's people that need help. Mm-hmm. And they can do some outreach, and they can be the boots on the ground, getting these folks back on their medication or trying to get them to make good decisions.
So, but they'd be working inside the camps and things like this. Will they be accompanied by a police officer?
They can be, right?
They
so
can be.
If
okay.
How it's going to work is they're going to be on the ground. They're going to be into these parks. They're going to be, we are going to be calling them out to certain areas
well,
to say,
right.
hey,
yeah.
I'm dealing with Carl here right now. He's in crisis, and he hasn't committed a crime, but he needs help.
But he's thinking about it.
And that's where we need to interject, right, before someone gets hurt.
I think he's going to slap somebody that didn't vote. Can we have somebody intercede here?
We got a voter slapper.
We got a voter. We got a non-voter slapper. A non-voter slapper going around town. Did you vote? No. You know what? If you get a report today, yeah. there's a serial slapper.
We'll put out a be on the lookout picture of you.
And you know what? Y'all would probably find me. Oh, no. It's Carl. There's his truck. He's got KCNR all over the back of it. Let's take him.
We might have to call one of our canines.
Oh, I like peanuts.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay. No, but you know what? That is something
that's
works.
Great.
We know it works. It's time. I think Health and Human Services should be on the dime to provide you the people that you need to go out there. And because just think of how many people would not be arrested.
Absolutely. And
that's what the idea is.
That's the key.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by another solution out there, Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty is starting.
No, come on now.
Come on. That was just a joke.
They are sponsors.
They are sponsors, and they started.
And this is the time that we usually sponsor them.
That's right.
Read their sponsorship.
That's right. And the largest privately owned fire instruction company in California now started right here. Whether it's CCW training, defensive pistol, unarmed combat, all of these under Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-9918-22. We'll be right back with a more serious side of the show when we get back.
Life by the throttle and play our play to ride swipe to win at Wind River Resort and Casino with free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Harley Davidson. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Make it happen and head down to Wind River and play our Play to Ride promotion where you could win a brand new super low, super cool Harley Davidson. From Redding, Harley Davidson. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, June 29th. Play to Ride. Swipe to win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As an APS worker from Shasta County, I protect older adults and those over 18 who are vulnerable on a daily basis. But I know that sometimes elder and dependent adult abuse isn't obvious. We need you and all members of the community to help us identify and report potential victims of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Signs of potential abuse include unexplained changes in behavior or personal hygiene or lack of basic necessities. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798 or learn more by visiting ShastaHHSA.net.
Spring is in the air. Clocks have sprung forward. Spring cleaning is complete. Windows have been cleaned.
Don't rub it in. I still have to fertilize the lawn, spray the fence lines, and finish that burn pile.
And you still have to go to Premier Oil Change to have our car ready for the summer weather.
That is the easiest of my tasks. It is the first on the list.
No appointment necessary. Easy in, easy out at Premier Oil Change. And every dollar you spend, you earn rewards points that you redeem for oil changes and other services. Add to that free fluid top-offs, Free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. Now that's service. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda.
Born to be wild.
Welcome back. Obviously,
good morning.
Bob's been watching me during the break. The chief threatened to tase me. He just threatened. He put his hand on his taser.
No, you're in the SLAP plan. You're in the SLAP plan.
I'm in the what?
SLAP plan.
I'm the SLAP. Okay, I'm in the... Yeah, he had his hand on his taser, and I'm like, okay, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Don't tase me, bro.
Yep. By the way,
don't tase me, bro.
There's a, yeah, don't tase me, bro. Hey, we're here with Roger, with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. And, you know, we're giggling here, and things aren't funny, though, because we're talking about how the movement has started. And now it's starting with South Park. And but there are so many other things that are kind of like hinging now. Okay, so what happens when we fence it off?
Well, there will be unintended consequences, yeah, and that is this displaced population will be now out into either other parks or behind businesses or down on our streams, riverbeds, things like that. So we will tackle that, you know, as it goes and see where this population goes. So we have our kind of finger on the pulse, and we're very sure. aware that something's going to happen.
But moving the Good News Rescue mission to someplace else, help?
You know, I think what would help me, and I've talked to Jonathan Anderson about it, is to have an area on that campus where people can go, right? And so right now, if we tell them to get out of the parks, where are they going to go? So if we develop something in conjunction, maybe like a non-denominational area in the mission.
A secular area.
Something where people can go and get their services and feel like they don't have to receive any type of, you know, religious sermon or something like that, though I'm not opposed to that.
No, I understand what you mean, though.
It's an area where people can go, and it's an area where our county officials can come in and try to get these services. Mental health can come in and service this population. Because right now, if we don't kind of control that, they will be out in our community, in other places.
Is it time to put a homeless transient area, like something like a park someplace? And I mean, out, you know, where it's not, where people can go there?
You
and,
know.
And it's not going to have all the amenities, but it would have like bathrooms and water.
That I don't know. What I do know is every city that's tried it, it has not worked out well.
It's
not worked out
well.
And because then it becomes a right. And then once things become a right, and then it throws in to another dimension. So
you used a term that I thought was very telling. When you said you go down to South City Park, you said it's like the jail yard.
Well, yeah, you know, it is. It's like a prison population in some aspects. And that's what we've talked about on this show before is when we go down into these encampments, it's ran the same way. They're just simply taking that mentality over to South City Park and saying who can stay there, who can't, who's running prostitution, the drugs being coming in. things like that. Yes, there are people down there that don't commit crimes, but there are a lot of folks that do commit crimes down there, and those are the ones that we're concerned about.
Right. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Jim, you got a question for the chief?
Yeah. The old detention center they used to have up on Crystal Creek, is it Crystal Creek Road up there? By Whiskeytown Lake up there?
Yeah.
That'd be an excellent place to take people up there, put them there that are troublemakers downtown, and put a little place up there so you have some people to sell them a few things like they need, like cigarettes and sodas and stuff like that, and put them up there, and they can't walk away from there very easy.
Yeah, that's actually federal property now, and so when that was shut down, that kind of switched hands, and so unfortunately that does not become a viable option.
Okay. All right, Jim, thanks, but it's an idea. What about if we offer them money to leave and give them a bus ticket?
Well, the mission does have the journey.
Right, but they're not offering the money. What if we offered them like $250 and a bus ticket home? You know, in the short run, it would end the long run.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bribery, but so what?
You know, I dealt with a guy yesterday in front of City Hall that was obviously had some mental health issues, intoxicated. He had a wristband from Medford, and he goes, Medford PD just put me on a bus. I go, really? That's
interesting. Did you drive him home? Did you drive him back?
They put him on a bus to Reddick?
I steered him over to the mission where he could get a ride elsewhere. However, but that's what's happening in cities.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's talk about this, because I've been saying, you know what, people are saying, oh, we're seeing all these new guys here, new guys and girls, and oh, they're being put on buses. Is that true?
We are seeing new folks. Absolutely. And what happens is, during this time of the year, the marijuana production type of year, you'll see, I guess they're calling them trimigants coming in.
Trimigants.
So you'll get a population that comes in, and that works in the marijuana industry. We have that now, but we have, what concerns me is our growing population of, you know, criminals out there. Mm-hmm. As you know, we've got 2,400 or so probationers and 1,400 high-risk offenders right now, with only 19 probation officers to deal with that population. And so that's a concern. Those are the folks, if they're out there breaking laws, I want them held accountable. And so that
goes back to jail space.
That's my goal, right?
Mm. Okay. Trimigant.
Trimigant.
Wow. You know, the idea that we're now going to legalize marijuana in our city. Impact.
You know, I think there will be an impact. I think it could be a positive economical impact. The downside of it is we know the bad things that come with marijuana. I'm still, you know, kind of undecided on this whole issue. I'm conflicted. My officers are conflicted. This will be 30 years for me in law enforcement this year, and I still haven't swallowed that it's legal on the state level. And that's just being honest. But it's here. We're looking at doing RFPs, request for proposals on our, some of our storefronts and things like that right now.
Up to 10.
Right.
But we'll see how it goes. I think that, Barry Tippin was on yesterday. He says people seem to think this is going to be we're going to raise all this money. He says, I don't believe it. He says, we're thinking maybe 800,000 to a million, looking at what Shasta Lake City has done. So,
yeah.
But still, it's a million more than what you had.
That's true. And that will help.
Well, I know. You know what? I don't believe in telling people what they can put in their bodies. You know, you want to do this, that's fine. But just don't make me pay for it. Don't make me clean up after you. And then, so when they do this, if they want to smoke marijuana and they're cool about it, that's great. But I also know from reading everything else that it's caused a lot of problems.
It has.
Truancy in schools, absences in high schools in this, more wrecks.
My concern is the drugged driving.
The number of people that have been killed, pedestrians, because they stagger out into traffic has risen
right in
Colorado, Washington, and Oregon, too.
Yep.
Interesting, huh?
Yep. So, unintended consequence.
Always. Okay, so we're hiring more as fast as you can hire them.
As fast as we can.
And it's not easy finding the right mix out there.
It's not, and we're going to keep our standards high because that's what the citizens here deserve, And we're very picky about who comes to work for the Reading Police Department. And I take great pride in that. Mm-hmm. We want the best of the best. And I wholeheartedly support our military folks coming in and filling out an application.
Well, you know what? It's a... I think that this is something that we need to, if, you know, a lot of people listen, if you got relatives that are, you know, they've done their tours, and even if they're retiring, if they're 38, 40, 42 years old.
Absolutely.
Those are still guys that we can still use a good 20 years out of them right there.
Yep.
So, hey, you know, Chief, thanks a lot for coming in. You know,
absolutely.
We do it once a month, first Wednesday of each month, but we appreciate it. You come in and you know what? You never give up.
That's
you've
right.
Always got an optimistic, because and I know things are rough out there. I know your troops out there are just gritting their teeth half the time.
Yes.
Seen a lot of changes, I'm sure, in your career.
Yep. And, you know, our officers get frustrated too, but they live and work here. And that's unique about our community. They have such tremendous pride in going after the bad guys. And those are the kind of people we hire.
Well, that's great. That's what we need. You just can't quit.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks so much for being with us today.
Tomorrow, Trish Clark's coming in. And we're also, Linda and I will be right after the show. We'll meet Linda out there because we're doing the Special Olympics.
The golf tournament
out at Riverview. And
Curtis, we'll see you there.
Curtis Byron will be out there. And Friday, we've got a number of other things that are happening this whole week. Don't judge me, bro. Oh. All right, everybody. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta, Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Gates of
hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me.